All right, my name is Mike Wilson, and basically I'm representing NRCS, the National Soil Survey Center, and our folks that basically our soil survey standards group that kind of oversee taxonomy and many of the other standards. And I guess sitting here listening to all this today, I also understand the complexity, and because as we recognize, you know, who we're going to make the leading taxonomy person in Lincoln. You know, we have people like, you know, Bob Engel, who was, you know, bright and very meticulous and, you know, really could read all the fine print. And I'm more of a sloppy person, so I skip paragraphs and inevitably I couldn't classify things very well, and that's why they put me into research. Joe Schiretti, I always admired him because of his nature for that. John Kelly was another person that you talk to him on the telephone and he knows the facts and he can understand how it all fits together. But really, there's not a lot of us that can answer questions. You know, partly I get questions once in a while and I can read taxonomy. It takes me an hour or so to figure things out and I do pretty well. But, you know, and also part of the problem is why are things this way? And that's, we've seen this today. And as time moves on, a lot of these changes aren't really documented very well. And so we kind of forget, well, why were they made? What was the rationale for them? And so it all kind of gets to be muddled. And it is a system that's growing. And I guess from my standpoint, listening to what's going on here, I do think it's very important to, you know, sit back and take advantage of this opportunity with this group because, you know, there is less and less of us. And there's less and less of a mapping program going on. And if we don't sort of revitalize taxonomy, it will probably fade away into something that's less important. So I think it is an opportunity. It's not to say that, yeah, we'll do everything that everybody wants to do, but it's like let's sit down as a group. I think I appreciate the fact that Mark and Marty and Brian and all these folks are interested in this, and we should feel very honored that there's still people interested in soil taxonomy out there. And I think, so that's, I probably don't even need to go through the slides, but I probably better anyway. So this is pretty much what was handed off to me. I've just tried to summarize it. We have a number of standards within the National Cooperative Soil Survey. You can see they're all listed down there. I included the illustrated guide to soil taxonomy. We might point out, or at least this, I wasn't involved with it at all, but it was the simplified guide to taxonomy, and by the time it was done, it became the illustrated guide. And so it's interesting how that all evolves. But there's a lot of standards, and the National Cooperative Soil Survey is all a part of that, but it's our soil survey division and our groups in Lincoln that need to kind of oversee this and help make the final decisions. Now, as it was instructed me, and I talked to Ken Sheffy a little bit last week, he's now our lead taxonomy person in Lincoln, and it's like, okay, they always do consider soil taxonomy a work in progress, and there's several reasons why we could make changes. Sometimes it's to add clarity or maybe improve the utility. It might be to expand or split. And obviously, expanding the splitting has been the large topic this morning as taxonomy has grown over time. And I think one point is if we make changes, there should be a substantial increase in value to the public users. And this is what Brian pointed out. It's like, how can we make it more useful to everybody? But also, we've got to consider the scientists engaged in the mapping and classification program, because it's our field soil scientists that are doing the mapping out there that are most likely impacted by the workload. As we change things, how does this impact? Can they even get it done? We have less field soil scientists now, and it's not like everything's computerized, though some of it is. It's still a lot of manual labor to go back and look at each of the series, reclassify that, look at your pedons, and can we actually, if we make some huge change, do we just sort of cripple the system and walk off? It's like, yeah, and then maybe it looks good in a book, but it really impacting our mapping program, it really hasn't done that. So as we make these changes, we just got to consider all this. Who are our users and what's taking place? And if we make these huge changes, can we kind of clean up the system and move it forward as we go forward? From a National Soil Survey standpoint, You know, this is sort of what they started out this summer. It was a series of presentations at the regional work planning conferences, and it's over the last few years, our system of our organization for making changes in taxonomy and our other standards has grown to be the point where it takes several years. If you suggest something, it may be 4 or 5 years down the road before there's a decision made. And these are sort of some of the you know, apologies that they've been making, that things are made without full partnership participation. Sometimes it's biased by workload and funding rather than science. I know, because everything's computerized, and you know, it's like, okay, if we make this change, it impacts the Soil Survey Manual, taxonomy, NASIS, and all our other databases, and do we have the people in place to make those changes, to incorporate them? And right now, no, that's pretty far down the list of our, you know, computer science being able to do this, so maybe we better not. And I think that was sort of the basis for that. And so they're looking at USA-centric interests. There is a big push for this, you know, global soil mapping, as well as an international classification system. John Hempel's been involved with that, but obviously we want to broaden this out to the whole world and look at what their needs are as well. And then finally, again, just how long it takes to make changes, and this is what they're trying to do. So the rest of this is like, how are we going to amend the process? Part of the thing is, here's all our groups that are involved in changing these documents, or soil taxonomy. We have National Cooperative Soil Survey Regions, so we have regional conferences and committees. We have ad hoc conferences or ad hoc committees. We have a national conference, ad hoc working groups, and I was on one this spring where we were looking at a whole bunch of changes that have accumulated in taxonomy, and we were trying to push them through the system in about a 2 or 3 month thing before the summer conferences. And then all those international committees that have been involved as well. So a large number of things, and the paperwork must get horrendous. So now here's the new inspired process for these cooperative soil survey ones. They're going to have a chair and committee that's selected at the end of the conference. Basically, it's going to serve on an ongoing basis for 2 years. It'll be continual. It won't be that, you know, they agree to serve and then you don't hear anything for a couple of years. And then we're going to try to act on these changes in a fairly rapid manner, probably after they've been, invested in trying to figure out what's going on. And the one thing they mentioned is a consensus of members. I'm not sure you can always have a consensus of everybody on the committee for making a change. I think, you know, at some point a decision has to be made. And, you know, you get the bulk of the people believing in one direction, and sometimes that's all you can do. Maybe everybody else has to say, well, yeah, we didn't get it this time because, you know, we're only 3 or 4 people that were for or opposed to something. And but anyway, what they're going to try to do is work for a consensus so everybody's happy. The other thing they're going to do is propose an international committee on soil taxonomy, a broad international work group. And this is going to help promote soil taxonomy to be a global system. And the purpose is, again, another group to review these taxonomic proposals. But it's not all of them. It's mostly the ones that have sort of this, you know, global or international impact. So by and large, you know, most of the ones that we deal with in the, you know, soil survey system in the United States probably will remain with these, you know, regional committees as well. And then for some that are more international based, I think they're going to try and get this going. So here's the committee membership: the national leader of World Soil Resources, the national leader of standards, the lead taxonomy person in Lincoln, both international soil scientists and the other university partners and such. So that's the makeup of the group, hopefully representing a large cross-section of interests. So a few things on amending procedures. And so, like, as this work group moves forward and comes up with, here's 20 things that we want to do to change it, this is kind of how they would have to go through the gauntlet. And basically, they provide information on the impacted level within taxonomy, and then, you know, how much it's going to change. And so the amount of information, amount of change is going to be driving the amount of information required. And so if it's a small change, you know, some of that can be handled internally and just move forward. The larger the change, the more people that have to be involved, and the more documentation they really want to have included with it. So we really understand what's going to happen and how is it going to impact all the users, as well as the mapping program within the United States. So the distribution and effect of soils, the impact. One thing they point out now, it was somewhere listed that, you know, you had to have 10 pedons if you're going to propose something new. 10 pedons have been described, sampled, and characterized. Now it's just, you know, it's no real specific number of supporting pedon information. It really depends on what's available and how much is required in order to make your point. So it's a preponderance of supporting evidence. They just want to have significant documentation and then describe how it improves the alignment with other international systems, because we're now trying to propose this to a greater degree. More just discussion points that they want you to include, how it impacts the structure, logic, and arrangement. There is a logic to taxonomy, and this is when sometimes it kind of comes up. It's like, well, this is how we structure taxonomy, and so in order to keep the historical context the same way, you know, this is how it has to move forward. So, you know, describe the utility to observe the properties. So if you're proposing a new subgroup, you know, that's something that requires electron microscopy, well, maybe it won't go very far. And then the number of impacted series. So here's the wheel that turns everything. And instead of having five slides to describe this, this is something in the new edition of the Soil Survey Handbook. Right in the middle is the national leader of the soil survey standards. I think that job has been open for a while. Part of the problem why all these amendments take so long is the fact that, you know, we have people that have the job, they retire, and then it takes so long to get somebody new into place. And so, as described to me recently, when, you know, about 5 or 6 or 7 years ago on the National Soil Survey Standards Group in Lincoln, there was like 11 soil scientists. Now we're down to about 3 or 4. So we're having less and less people on that. But when a proposal is made, it goes to the national leader of standards. He posts it and makes sure the whoever submitted it gets the information. And then it can go to these regional committees, the international committee, and such, in order to investigate it further and such. The simplest ones would be handled by the National Soil Survey staff in Lincoln, but obviously we have all these groups set up to handle it. When decisions are made, the national leader hands it off to the director of the Soil Survey Division, who actually makes the final decision whether he agrees with it or not. So, the wheels a turn. So, in conclusion, I guess I already gave you my conclusions right off the very start. I think this is an interesting idea that's going forth, and I do think the interest in taxonomy is waning. And I think part of the window, you can see that, is there's less land-grant universities supporting the system by hiring people and professors in place to keep the system alive. It's kind of an elephant, you know. It's like huge and it's complicated, and you know, you have to study it, and we need somebody, you know, that's like Joe Schiretti. I always really enjoyed working with him because he studied it every day and understood the nuances and the details, and he could go out and find out why we did certain things and keep them going. But if you only have one or two people in the United States that can do that, maybe the system is a little bit complicated. And so I think we need to look at how we can revise it, make it a better system for everybody, as well as all these other user groups. But also we need to make sure we have this mapping program that's part of NRCS that we're trying to include all our other users. We just can't, you know, change the whole system and our mapping program doesn't work. It's like saying, well, we're going to drop taxonomy and our soil survey mapping crews are going to start using WRB. That doesn't work. So whatever changes we make, you know, these folks in our field offices and in our MLRI offices, they should be involved in this process. They should understand what's going on, and we should really make sure that they agree with how this is going to take place. And we don't create this giant, you know, proposal and pass it and then find that really it never could be implemented. We have a nice little guide, and that's all we have. The whole working program that goes along with taxonomy and why it's grown, we got to make sure that it all still fits together, that we haven't created something out here that's brand new, but we can't merge it in with the rest of the working folks that are actually doing it and applying it on the ground. So with that, I thank you. Well, this would be a big one. Yeah. Well, and again, this is what's being proposed today is probably a complete overhaul of the system. And yeah, that.
So there might need to be some discussion to sort of make that a little bit more broad in perspective of the process. Because I know it takes time to process through, too.
Right. Well, I think any group that works on something like this needs to work within, you know, NRCS, because the whole taxonomic system is devised and developed around, you know, our mapping program. And so if you're going to cripple a mapping program because everybody's been allowed to run off in another direction, it doesn't work. So.
But Mike, you have to remember that's the reason it's called the National Cooperative Soil Survey.
There's no doubt.
But my questions for you are, you know, when you talk
Well, the National Cooperative Soil Survey, and I can't say I'm the best person to answer this, is an organization where people or groups can be members of the Cooperative Soil Survey. And I'm not sure how you would sign on to that. Maxine might have a better handle on that. I'll let her address it in.
I'm not officially here at
NRCS. Oh, okay. Well, so anyway,
wow.
But we do have members of the National Cooperative Soil Survey, and so probably there are groups that lie outside that membership. But we always welcome input from others, and I think that's how we have to function in that way. And so, how would we teach this? I think we rely a lot on our universities. So whatever changes are made, hopefully they're taught in classes and such. And that's what's sort of being broken at this point in time, that we have less and less partners in universities that can convey these ideas to students and people, bringing them forward. And it may well happen there will be less and less in the future unless we do make some changes to broaden utility in the application. Whereas, somebody teaching an environmental science class might want to teach taxonomy as part of some of the sessions in that, because it's so important to anybody in environmental science or engineering. And that's what we have to hope for in the future. Now, in terms of the time frame to make changes, obviously soil taxonomy probably never will change or become static. So, it'll go on and on. And on something like this, I don't know. Like it's been brought out, this is a complete overhaul of the system, and I don't even think we can begin to understand the workload or the time frame it's going to take to do something. Small changes, I think we can institute them. What their hope is, we can institute them much more quickly. We had this issue that it kind of part of this rose up with the vesicular horizon thing, and all the headaches and angst that went into moving that forward, and it took 6 or 7 years, from the time it was initially proposed, partially because it finally came to the Western Regional Work Group, and then those folks sent it back to the authors. Then another couple years go by, and it was moved forward, and a couple more years go by, and finally, last spring, they decided to have an ad hoc group to bring it forward. And that's why some of these changes and apologies are being made from the Lincoln Group that, we realize it has to. Things have to move forward. Something like this, I'm not well aware of how